When a booster rocket on a Russian spacecraft bound for Mars failed this weekend, it not only destroyed the hopes of many scientists, it also scared a lot of people on the ground. Some experts predicted the probe would crash into Australia, and on board were electrical generators powered with a few ounces of plutonium. As it turns out, the spacecraft splashed into the Pacific Ocean without apparent harm, but the event has drawn attention to the fact that next October, NASA plans to launch a space probe with much more radioactive material on board, more than 70 pounds of plutonium oxide. NPR's Richard Harris has that story.
Scientists planned the Cassini mission to Saturn back in the days when bigger meant better. The spacecraft to be launched next October can do so many things at once it will need 700 watts of power. Charles Kohlhaas at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory says he tried to figure out if the spacecraft could be powered by something other than plutonium.
Obviously, one of the first things we considered was the use of solar panels. But as you know, Saturn is a long distance from the sun, and so basically the amount of sunlight you can collect on a given area at Saturn is only around 1% that at Earth. And when we looked at the weight or mass that we would need to carry that much solar array area, it was too heavy to launch.
Kohlhaas says NASA also considered batteries, but they weren't practical either. So NASA settled on plutonium power sources. Those sources are identical to the ones used on the Galileo probe to Jupiter, which was launched in 1989, only Cassini will require three of them, whereas Galileo only needed two. Kohlhaas says that's the most plutonium NASA has ever put on a space probe, and some people aren't too happy about that. Jeremy Rifkin, president of the Foundation on Economic Trends, sued the government in 1989 in an attempt to stop the Galileo probe.
I think that the problem is as serious now as it was back in 1989 when we challenged the Galileo probe, and we'll have to seriously take a look at it. We would classify this kind of an event as a low-probability, high-risk event, meaning there's a small probability of something going wrong with a launch like this with plutonium on board. But if something does go wrong, the event could be potentially very serious or even catastrophic.
But many scientists disagree with that assessment. Beverly Cook, Program Director for Space and National Security Programs at the U.S. Department of Energy, says plutonium power sources are appealing in part because so little can go wrong with them. They can't explode like an atom bomb. They contain the wrong kind of plutonium for that. Cook says the plutonium is essentially a chunk of hot rock hooked up to a device that turns heat directly into electricity.
By doing that, you have a system that has no moving parts. It is very, very reliable. It has nothing to break, nothing to go wrong, and it can be used for many, many years.
They've been used in nearly two dozen NASA programs over the years, including the Viking Mars landers and the Voyager probes that flew past Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Any mission with plutonium on board requires a high level of scrutiny within the government, all the way up to the White House. And Cook says the health hazards aren't as great as you might expect. This form of plutonium is only a threat if you inhale it, so the spacecraft generators use plutonium that has been baked into a rock-hard ceramic.
If it were to break, it would break into large chunks. Like if you dropped a coffee cup, the handle might break off, but it doesn't shatter into fines. You don't get powder going everywhere.
Cook says scientists spend millions of dollars dropping and torching the plutonium power sources to make sure they will withstand any conceivable accident, including the kind of failure that sent the Russian Mars probe crashing back to Earth. And there has even been a practical test. In 1968, a weather satellite equipped with plutonium generators had to be blown up shortly after liftoff because it was flying off course. The plutonium generators were fished out of the Pacific Ocean and still in good enough shape to be used on other missions. This is Richard Harris in Washington.